You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
And it is time to talk more cool exhibitions and photography in particular, because we're talking about From the Pit with a couple of awesome scene photographers who we've had on the show to talk about this before. Kia ora to Dave and Ginny. How are you both this morning?
Oh, very well, thank you.
Great, thank you.
It's so lovely to be able to talk about this. Every year when From the Pit comes about, it's such a great celebration of the incredible music that we're so lucky to see in Auckland and in New Zealand, and also particularly in Music Month, the local music that we love so much. How would you describe the exhibition for people who aren't necessarily familiar with From the Pit?
Yeah, so we're an annual exhibition of New Zealand music photography. So we're focused on New Zealand artists and New Zealand photographers and New Zealand venues. And this year we've got 50 photographers and we've got 89 images covering 64 different venues,
wow,
music venues across New Zealand, 73 different bands and artists. And it's fourth year running the exhibition.
Far out.
And importantly, we go for local, not only local, but recent images.
Yes.
And so all the images are taken since June 2020, which means it's a COVID lockdown edition.
Yes. I was going to ask about that because obviously being music photographers and From the Pit, you know, the name tells you, you're usually up the front, the sweatiest part of the gig, running along in the pit in front of the stage, taking photos. And that has been something we've all been missing over the last couple of years. How have you both found that, you know, not being able to get out there or choosing your moments to get out there? How's it been for you, Ginny?
Honestly, it's been pretty tough. Like most music photographers, I have a day job as well, which gets pretty stressful. And music photography really is my happy place. There's really nothing quite like being crushed up against a rail in a small venue with beer being spilled all over your back, right in amongst the thick of it with the fans. There's just nothing quite like it. It's amazing. It's one of the best experiences that I get to have. And I'm so, so lucky to have the opportunities that I've had to do it. So being in lockdown and really getting to miss the energy and the electricity of a live performance, it really messed with my mojo for a bit.
Yeah.
I'm getting back out there now and just realizing how much I've missed it.
Totally.
So mainly small venues at the moment. Shot a few gigs at Ding Dong Lounge. I'm at Anthology this weekend, but really looking forward to getting back into venues like the Power Station and seeing some of our amazing local artists on bigger stages, which is one of the real positives, I think, that came out of the lack of international travel.
Yeah.
Is our amazing local artists getting to play stages that normally would be reserved for the bigger international acts.
Yeah, you're so right, Ginny. Dave, how do you feel about it?
Yeah, I mean, it has been a struggle, but I think what it's made for me anyway is really appreciate those shows that we did have during those little periods between the lockdowns when we weren't quite sure how long it was going to last. So as Ginny said, those big group shows that we had at the Civic, the come together shows, or the Te Wahine type shows, and then the smaller little things. You were just talking to Kraus earlier. I was looking through my Facebook feed and I photoed Kraus at the Audio Foundation in July 2020, and that was just those kind of periods where just any little show was something to grab for. Having said that, then I was shooting at the Lily Pad Lady World event last Sunday.
Oh,
and
awesome.
It was just fantastic, the veils just exploding onto the stage there, and you just think, well, yeah, actually I've kind of missed this kind of the excitement of standing.
I think that we've all felt that, like missing that, and you sort of don't know how much you've missed it until you're actually seeing it and you're like, oh, that's right, your body kicks into the adrenaline and all of the excitement of the thing. I'm really curious about what the exhibition is going to look like. So it is the last sort of 2 years, a pandemic of photography. What sort of stuff are people going to see from the amazing 50 photographers that you've had join
us? Yes. So we weren't quite sure what we'd get this year because we still wanted to do it. We still wanted to do the exhibition. The funding was down this year, so we decided we'd do it online and do a digital exhibition only rather than doing the physical print exhibitions that were done previously. And we thought, well, if we just get a few photographers come in the door, then that will be great. But actually, we ended up with 50 of these photographers and quite a few new ones. So actually, it looks, from a photo exhibition like any other of our music photo exhibitions, a real great range of people going crazy on stages through to sort of the more reflective images. We've got big big shows, we've got, you know, bigger arena and stadium shows through to just, you know, small little local venues, which are kind of the lifeblood of the scene. So if you didn't know that COVID was going on and we'd had the lockdown, you wouldn't know there was anything different. The thing I'm really excited about is just the variety. So being a digital exhibition this year, we've not been quite as limited with our numbers. Mm-hmm. So the fact of being able to include more photographers has meant we've probably got a slightly different, broader range of genres. So we've got some from a folk festival, you know, and as well as all the sort of the Bennies and LAB and 660. We've got some, you know, some great sort of underground images. I've got one of the Golden Geese just before Christmas. And that was a lovely show, because that was, I think, when we just came out of level three, was it? I've kind of lost track of all. Those shows. So I think every show that's featured, there'll be a story behind there from the photographers, you know, of what it was like to be there and how it felt. So yeah, so a real broad range of, you know, well-known names right through to the smaller upcoming. And the other thing being, with 50 photographers, has got a real different range of styles as well. And it's interesting to see how that all hangs together.
That's so awesome. And I think, you know, there's another thing to be said as well about this is such an amazing celebration of local music and local artistic practice, but also it's a really important historical document of a scene and of a time. And I think that, you know, you look back on a time, and I think about Murray Kamik's photos of like Bob coming to New Zealand, Bob Marley, and that's such an iconic image now and very significant for showing a time and a place and the way that music was intersecting with the real life, you know, politics playing out in that moment. And those things are so important for us understanding our narrative as a, like, as a, you know, group of people. And I think that seeing it happen in real time, an exhibition like this is such a good pin in it to sort of take stock of what's going on. And I think people should go and absolutely check it out. So where can they go, Dave, Jenny? Where do you go and look at these photos?
So it's an online exhibition this year, as Dave mentioned. You can head along to the fromthepit.co.nz website. There's an interactive map where you can see the different locations that the exhibition is being shown all over the country. We're pretty lucky this year to also be shown throughout Auckland Council locations, including a lot of libraries. So hopefully a lot of people will have the opportunity to see them on bigger screens all around them. We're also being shown in Aotea Square, the Spark Fan Studio outside Spark Arena, and some of the Sony stores are going to be showing it on their giant new shiny TVs.
Awesome.
In Sylvia Park and Riccarton Mall, Christchurch. So
it's going to be everywhere. Yeah. That's fantastic.
It's all over the place. And if you can't make it along to one of the venues to check it out, you can also check it out online on the From the Pit website.
That's so awesome. Hey, Ginny and Dave, thank you so much for speaking with us this morning, and congrats on another great exhibition despite the way the world is at the moment. It's brilliant to celebrate music like this. Thank you for speaking with us, and we'll see you in the pit hopefully very soon.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.